In part 3 of Outcome 4.3, we are looking at some more examples of children that God used for his purposes in the Bible. First of all, today we look at Esther. In order to fully appreciate this story, your students will need to know some background information. The ESV Study Bible tells us Esther belonged to the period after the Babylonian exile, when Persia had replaced Babylon as the ruling power. The story is set in Susa, one of the Persian capitals, during the reign of King Ahasuerus, better known by his Greek name Xerxes I, 486 to 464 BC. Some Jews had returned to Jerusalem, where they enjoyed a reasonable amount of control over their own affairs. Others, like Esther and Mordecai, were still in exile. As a minority group, the Jews were viewed with suspicion and sometimes faced threats to their existence. Esther 2:5-7 elaborates. Now there was a Jew in Susa, the citadel, whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jair, son of Shammai, son of Kish, a Benjamite, who had been carried away from Jerusalem among the captives carried away with Jeconiah, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had carried away. He was bringing up Hadassah, that is, Esther, the daughter of his uncle, for she had neither father nor mother. The young woman had a beautiful figure and was lovely to look at, and when her father and her mother died, Mordecai took her as his own daughter. The Hebrew word translated here as young woman can be translated as girl or maiden. I believe she was a girl in her late teens. Chapter 1 records that the queen Vashti refused to go to the king when he summoned her, and as a result she was banished from ever seeing him again. Chapter 2 describes how the beautiful virgins in the land, including Esther, were assembled, and after a period of preparation, each spent one night with the king. The one who pleased him the most would become the new queen. Esther won the king's heart, and she was chosen as the new queen. No one knew that she was Jewish, but it's clear that God had placed this young girl in the palace so that later he would use her to save the Jewish nation from annihilation. You can read how that happened in the rest of the book. Then we look at Naaman's servant girl. In 2 Kings 5, we read about a man called Naaman, who was commander-in-chief of the army of Syria and was the most senior officer of the king. Ben-Hadad the First. Verse 1 describes him as a great man in high favor with the king, a mighty man of valor. Yes, Naaman was no ordinary soldier. He was one of the best, and he was so good that he had become the commander-in-chief. But there was one very big problem. He had a dreaded disease, leprosy. Verse 2 introduces the heroine of the story, for it tells us, "Now the Syrians, on one of their raids, had carried off a little girl from the land of Israel, and she worked in the service of Naaman's wife. Even though she was just a little girl, and despite the fact that she was serving a pagan master, she was brave enough to come forward and to suggest that Naaman go to Israel and visit Elisha, whom she was absolutely sure could heal him. What initiative! What faith! As adults, we should never fall into the trap that so many do of writing off children. And what were the results? Without delay, Naaman went to ask permission from his boss, the king, who, amazingly, responded with equal haste and told him to go. The little girl's suggestion was being used by God in an amazing way. Elisha told Naaman to dip himself 7 times in the Jordan River, and after his servants persuaded him to obey, in verse 14 we read, "So he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean." Ironically, his flesh became like the flesh of a little child, and there is one more very important result, and it's found in verse 15. Then he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and he came and stood before him, and he said, Behold, I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. So God used a little girl, whose name we do not even know, an insignificant little girl, to not only lead her pagan master to the healing of a very serious skin ailment, but far more importantly, to his spiritual healing. Next week, we will do part 4.